All right. As we mentioned earlier, there was a little swap in the schedule here. Mel Levitsky was already represented here earlier in David Thatcher's slot, although not in person. Simon Tam did him. And David is here now to talk to you about his course, Thinking About Crime.
So Thinking About Crime is the class, crime prevention. It's not about learning to commit crimes, just to clarify that. It's a crime policy class, and so it will be obviously interesting to you if you have a direct interest in criminal justice policy. But there's a couple other reasons you might be interested in the course. One is if you have a general interest in state government, if you're interested in, you know, governor's office, legislative analyst kinds of things. The corrections budget is obviously one of the major claims on state level resources, and so knowing something about corrections can be useful in that context. Similarly, at the local level, if you're interested in working for a city manager's office, mayor's office, city council, the police department, again, a major claim on local resources, local attention, local time, and so knowing something about the justice system and especially the police department might be useful from that perspective. And finally, if you're interested in social welfare policy, issues of poverty and inequality, crime and safety issues and criminal justice issues are a very prominent part of the discussions of those policy issues. I myself got interested in working with the police and the justice system from a prior interest in community development and public housing redevelopment. If you work on community development in low-income communities and public housing redevelopment, safety issues are often a major part of that, and so that's how I ended up getting interested in thinking about crime. So the class, what do we do? I haven't taught this class in about 4 years, so I'm excited to teach it again, and I'll be revising the syllabus heavily to update it. So I'm there's a little bit of ambiguity about exactly how the course will be organized, but I'm planning to divide it into two parts. We have a first part where we kind of develop a framework for analyzing criminal justice policy issues, trying to think through what are some of the goals that a good criminal justice policy or reform project should accomplish, and also becoming familiar with some concepts and analytic techniques that you can use to judge whether a particular reform proposal or policy is likely to be effective in achieving those goals. The second part then will focus on major institutions in the criminal justice system, cops, courts, corrections, and sorry, I missed the 1 minute warning. Time flies when you're having fun. So we'll learn something about the major institutions of the criminal justice system and some of the current debates that surround them. Okay,